Living in Love, Part 2, Blessings. Be blessed by my daddy's message.
What if you were asked to give a speech? Now, this isn't just any speech. Everyone is going to be there. Public officials, blue-collar workers, teachers, doctors, lawyers, and a variety of kids of different ages. Millions upon millions are going to hear this speech of yours. Feeling the pressure yet? What if I told you that centuries after centuries, whether it's in a magazine or in writing or in a podcast or over the television, your speech was going to be heard throughout the world? There's a couple questions that would come up for you. What are you going to talk about? How are you going to talk about it? And what is the burning message that you would share with the world if you had that one chance to speak? Early Christians had a message to share with the world. They had a burning within them to get out the message of God's love. As we saw last week, 22 times in the letter to the Ephesians, the word love, agape, is said. Whether it's in a verb form or a noun form or an adjective, love, love, love is the incredible message of the Ephesians. And our call, our highest goal in life, is to live in that love. To live by love, for love, through love, in love with our world, with our neighbors, with our family, with our friends. But it turns out that calling is a little bit more difficult than we first realized. So as these early Christians sought to get their speech out into the world, I think that this passage, Ephesians 3, 1, 3 through 14, they start off this letter with a speech. Very different, strange way to start out a letter. No other letter in the New Testament starts this way. So after the grace and peace wish, which we're accustomed to in the letters, comes these words. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all these blessings in the spiritual realm. This huge, what I call a mountaintop experience. It explodes with these blessings. It explodes with this sense of God is worthy to be blessed. And then, after that, it uses seven mountaintop verbs. Like it works like fireworks, blaring out these different blessings that we have received in Christ. And it begins and it says, ek legomai. That's the Greek word for saying, you, before the foundations of the world, were predestined to be holy and blameless. What this means is that God, before it all was created, made known the path that you should walk. Meaning the path of righteousness, the path of love, the path of integrity and character. God has shown us that way to walk, which is good, which brings us abundant life, and which pleases our deepest desires within our hearts. And then another Greek word pops out to us, proorizo. It basically says we are adopted as sons and daughters in God's great unfolding plan of salvation. Remember that word salvation is simply a life fully formed by God's love. So we are adopted. We are the beloved, as the passage tells us, in the beloved. We are blessed with adoption. We are blessed with the way of life. And then, all of a sudden, the speech explodes with, to the praise of God's glory. Because sometimes in life, we have to open our lips and declare the good things that God has done in our life. Even though there are those bad things, there are those hard times, there are those pits that we all walk in, God does good too. There are blessings all around us, like the mountains that we see in the background. And then, as if we didn't get it enough, it just explains those verbs one more time. It says, you have received redemption through his blood. You have received forgiveness for your trespasses. You have received the fullness of God's grace. Over and over again, reminding us of this deep love. The redemption reminds us of that passage in Exodus where the Israelite slaves are freed from the Egyptians, right? They are redeemed. They are set free. God is a God who sets us free from all that binds us, from all that holds us captive to being to being less than what God has called us to be. Then all of a sudden, the passage, the great fireworks, the great mountaintop passages, goes to another Greek verb, norizo. And it says, God has made known to you the mysteries of the world. And then it says, it goes on to use another Greek word, anakephaleomai. I thought I was going to mess that one up, but I did it. And this word is to bind up, to bring together, to redeem or to restore. In this spot was the showering of God's love for you. In this group of Greek verbs, it's the new world that God promises to make with all of our lives, with all of us partnering with God. When we live in love, we make a new world for everyone, just like we did this week by doing small service projects for others. The ricochet or the tsunami of God's love meets the world in these great verbs, rebinding, restoring, the making of God's new world. And then, of course, we come over here to where my Greek verbs are all out of place, but that's okay, because I know them. The Greek verb kleirao means we have been given an inheritance, this huge bank account. And it's not an inheritance of cash like we would like, but it's an inheritance of the deeper things in life, the things like love, the things like peace, the things like joy, the things like forgiveness. We have been given an inheritance. The question is, will we cash in on it? Will we make the most of this inheritance blessing that God has showered in our life? And then the Greek verb, all of a sudden it changes. And it says, because you are the praise of God's glory. Did you notice that little switch? So over here, we praise God with our lips. And over here, we praise God with our lives. From lips to lives. And that makes a big difference. Because it's important to open your mouth and to say, God has blessed us. But it's also important that you live your life out of that sense of blessing, sharing love with the world. And then another Greek word, verb, the last verb of the passage, sphragizo. Yeah, got it. Sphragizo. That is the seal of God's Holy Spirit. So that is God's promise. Even when we feel down, even when we don't feel like blessed people, we are given the Holy Spirit in our life as a reminder that even though the world is not bound up, perfect, filled with love and forgiveness and freedom and reconciliation, one day it will be. And that's the promise of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, energizing us, propelling us forward to continue to work for those who are in need, to continue to work out all the stuff that's inside, reminding us God is transforming us as well, making us the people of love that He created us to be. So with our lips and with our lives, we learn to live in love. We learn to look at this God speech. And when I think about this speech, I can't help but think about the book cliffs that are around most of our homes. Most of us can see the book cliffs from anywhere we are. Maybe we have a different view of it, but we can see those beautiful mountains outside our home. And if you wake up early enough, you can actually see the sun shining directly on the book cliffs. And at night, you can see the sun setting on those book cliffs. So day after day, the book cliffs are there to remind us of the greatness of these explosive verbs of love. God's showering of us, God adopting us as His children, God giving us an inheritance, God calling us to be the change we wish to see in the world over and over again, day after day. These book cliffs remind us of the praise of God's glory. And then the passage ends with one more time, to the praise of God's glory, three times now, once with our lips, middle time with our lives, lastly, with all of us as a church family proclaim, God's blessings are here. The great theme of this passage is God's blessings. So when I think about the book cliffs, and when I think about the role of the church, I think about if you go underneath it, those mountains were formed, were crafted, were shaped by God. And our lives are formed, are crafted, are shaped by God. Underneath If you look at the picture, Rob Martin's picture for the week, he brought me a 40-inch one, which I have up here. And then he said, "Hey, Dale, I don't think the 40-inch is going to work. I need to go with the 12-footer. And you know, my response was, "That's amazing." And if you look closely, which you'll get a chance to in a minute, 3,000 pictures of everything that we have done together in the last year are on this picture, put into each cell. And so as you look closely, you'll see that also picked appropriate towards the shade, to get the shade of those amazing book cliffs, to remind us forever that our lives were formed by God's love, that our relationships are formed by God's love, that our entire beings are formed by love. And it began from this little church right here. And the echoes of that love, the ripple effect, is shared towards the entire valley. And hopefully, if we do our job right, to the entire world. Amen.
Amen.